Hello, geeks, and welcome to the Facebook Franchise Podcast. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. And today I am once again joined by Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Hey, Mike, what's up today?
Hey, Jack, just battening down the hatches. Shots have been fired. Today is officially D-Day of Facebook and Apple's battle, culminating in the actual release of the iOS update. So,
yeah, place your bets. Are you taking Apple? Are you taking Facebook? I don't know. We're going to dive deep into that during today's episode. Folks, everybody should know that Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager, and we bring you a new tip each week directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers in the most influential space on earth. And Mike, before we get started, I want to remind everybody that in just a couple of weeks, the big franchise show is coming to Nashville. That's May 7th and 8th at Music City Center for Franchise Expo Nashville. Mike and I and our Social Joey crew will be chatting with franchisors and industry pros. Thousands of entrepreneurs and future business owners from across the U.S. will attend Franchise Expo Nashville looking for franchise opportunities. Nashville is ranked within the top 10 large metros for job growth and population growth for the past 6 years. It's the nation's fourth best city for starting a business. And it's the only place on earth where you can see a place called the Johnny Cash Kitchen and Saloon. Are you kidding me? This is heaven. Check out Franchise Expo Nashville right now at franchiseexpo.com/Nashville. Okay, Mike, you said it's D-Day today. This is the big day where Facebook and Apple are clashing. Tell us what is going on today.
Yeah, so Apple has officially pushed, or began to push anyways, the most recent update to iOS 14 that revolves around all of these privacy issues that we've been talking about for the last few weeks on the podcast. And so they gave Facebook about 4 days notice. And so that's been quite interesting to see how things have advanced. So what's probably happening today for a lot of people that did not heed our warnings and Facebook's warnings and everybody else in the news media that's been talking about this, you're probably going to see a lot of ads get shut off. You're probably going to see a lot of pixels drop to basically about half or less than half of the reporting that they were receiving. If they didn't configure conversions, they're going to lose all their conversion data. So it is a big, big, big deal. And just wanted to make sure our fans and listeners and friends in the franchise industry know kind of everything that's involved in this. And so I had Facebook send me kind of a bullet pointed list of the things that they thought consumers should be aware of. And so want to talk through a little bit of that today. So.
Yeah. Hit us with that list. What's top of the list?
Yeah, so number one, and kind of a bit of a shock for some people is some of those interests and kind of core audiences within Facebook, we have now learned those are actually going to be affected by this update. Originally, Facebook was saying that some of that data was stuff that they already had captured and it wasn't going to matter, but now they're telling us that if those interests are being pulled from users that have iOS devices on iOS 14, those actual interest audience sizes and demographic audience sizes and all of those things that you can pick in Facebook, they're probably going to see some decreases there. So that's kind of the first and big one and something that's somewhat new. And some people may have seen that as Apple, Facebook disclosed it, I guess, back on Thursday of last week. But that's some new information that we didn't have before. The second thing is obviously campaign results are all switched from 28-day down to 7-day now. So anything that you were looking at reporting in a 28 or month long conversion cycle, all of that is now down to a week. And so anything you're doing in conversions, expect to see a big, big, big drop there, and make sure that you're accounting for the fact that those are now switched to weekly totals and your ads just haven't started failing. So that's a really big, big change that if you're not prepared for, will probably cause some shock and awe today.
Yeah. And make sure that you are informing your clients and your CEO of these changes so they don't suddenly see a report later this month and say, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Right. So,
yeah, that's probably one of my biggest fears is there's probably a lot of marketers that have stayed on top of this and probably not a lot of C-level people that have stayed on top of it. And you're going to submit reports this month and they're going to look like, you know, you've lost 50% or greater of what you've been doing. And so just make sure that, you know, you're keeping people within your organization in the loop here, because that's the last thing you want to happen if you're a digital marketer. So,
yeah. What else is on the big list, Mike?
Yeah. So as of today, web events are limited. So if you were tracking more than 8 events in your Pixel, in the SDK, anything like that, those are now backed down to 8. And then along with that, if you were using custom conversions, and you did not map those back to a standard conversion event, those will no longer be reporting. So make sure that you've done that mapping, or you're going to get a big goose egg on any of those reports that you try to look at. If you have not verified your domain yet, that is incredibly, incredibly important. Make sure you're doing that. If you're doing any type of conversion tracking or anything like that, if your domain is not verified, you will not be receiving any conversion events. So make sure that you've got your domain verified in the ad tracking section of your events manager.
That's a great tip right there that people can act on right away today. Cool. What else do we have?
So again, for people that have mobile apps and you're doing any type of mobile app install campaign, the SDKs, of course, if you haven't updated your SDK to 8.1, as of today, you will no longer be able to advertise to anybody on an iOS device if you don't have the 8.1 SDK installed on your app. So make sure that is done. The other kind of big thing that Facebook's been hinting at, but not really given any clear direction, but as of today, it is fully in effect. If you are targeting iOS 14 campaigns, a single ad account is going to be limited to creating up to 9 campaigns for their app ID. You can't have more than 9 campaigns running, and you can only have up to 5 ad sets per campaign. So if you're targeting iOS users, you don't have an unlimited number of ad sets anymore. You can only create up to 5 ad set variations. So that's a pretty significant change that's going to impact everybody. And that's going to get rolled out in stages. So that may not have affected you yet, but it will over the next probably 2 weeks. So be ready for that. The other piece alongside that is you're actually going to have a limited number of app events that can be reported to through a single app back through Apple's SKA ad network API. So that's going to get cut down to 63. So you go from unlimited to 63, which is a significant change.
And especially for a franchise system, there could be a lot of things happening at the same time, right? And now we're going to get cut down to 63. 63, there's an interesting not even number.
there was somebody somewhere probably deep underground at Apple's headquarters that said, what's our favorite number? Let's go.
No, one guy said 7, the other guy said 9, and somebody else said, hey, just multiply those two.
That's right.
63.
So, and then one final thing, there are going to be some changes into how you can actually create campaigns, that are targeted to iOS 14 users. So you'll actually notice several different changes there. So you have to specify now during campaign creation, that you want to show these ads to people using an iOS 14 device. You have to make that selection now. It's also going to, if you use, and I don't think a lot of people do this, but if you're pretty advanced in how you're setting up your bid structure on Facebook and you use things like cost cap or ROAS bid strategies, you can only set those on iOS campaigns that run for long periods of times. You can't do that on short-term campaigns anymore, if you're targeting iOS users. So a lot of kind of pretty major significant changes that some of the stuff was outlined, some of it may not have been, some of it may be brand new to people who haven't been paying attention to this, but it is a major, major, major adjustment day, change, all of the things. So we just wanted to make sure everybody was ready. Everybody was aware that this was happening this week. If you've logged on to Facebook in the last couple of days, you've probably gotten a big pop-up that says, hey, get ready, it's happening. So if you haven't seen that, or if you missed it or just closed out without reading it, today/this week is the week, and we'll see what happens.
Excellent. Well, if anybody is struggling with this and they need some help and they're a franchise system, please feel free to reach out to us at socialjoey.com and we'll see how we can help. Mike, thanks as always, and we will chat with you again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds awesome. Thanks, Jack.
And thanks for listening to the Facebook Franchise Podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.